Last night, many Christians across Northeast Texas and the world gathered together for Ash Wednesday services. But in the small Fannin County town of Honey Grove, one service was different. Main Street Presbyterian Church in Honey Grove was destroyed by a fire early Sunday morning. The congregation of Main Street Presbyterian joined with the congregation of McKenzie United Methodist Church, where the two faith communities joined in prayer and worship Wednesday night.
Well, we always partner with the Presbyterians during Lent, and we have our youth groups work together, partner together for youth and for mission trips, and so it was just natural that we would invite them to come and share in this service with us.
That's Reverend Vivian Krausen of McKenzie Methodist. She was among many locals who rushed to the scene of the fire in the early morning hours of Sunday, February 10th. It's believed that a lightning strike, part of a storm system passing through the area, caused the blaze. Larry Felty, who was at last night's service, describes what he saw.
And we live across the street in the big tall house, and it actually just rumbled the windows, and we just saw an explosion. And when we got up there, the fire department wasn't here yet. There was actually no one there, and it was just engulfed in flames. There was nothing. And by, 5:15, it was just to the ground. I mean, it went very, very fast.
The church building had stood on Main Street for 110 years. It had recently been approved to receive a state historical marker. Mary Snell is an elder in the Main Street Presbyterian congregation. Her husband Ricky's great-grandfather helped unload the organ for the church when it rolled into the Honey Grove train depot in 1913.
My father was a member there and has been since 1956 when he moved from Cumbie, the Presbyterian Church, to Honey Grove. Both of our sons were baptized there. Two of our four grandchildren were baptized there.
She describes a congregation that's small in number but rich in tradition and meaning for an extended community that goes beyond Fannin County.
There are about 60 on our membership row. Some of our members, though, live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and have chosen to keep their membership here. Even though they may attend weekly somewhere else, they have chosen to keep their membership here. It's family. It's home. It's home.
Snell says the sorrow that she and others have felt from the loss of the church building has been almost like a death in the family. The task of leading this faith community out of tragedy is the job of Reverend Ken Shepherd Mahaffey. He lives in Mesquite and has, as part of his ministry for the Presbyterian Church, the pastorship at Honey Grove. Last night at McKenzie Methodist, he was a co-celebrant along with Reverend Krausen. He said he was overwhelmed twice last week, first by the fire, and then by the outpouring of support following the disaster. He expressed his gratitude during last night's homily.
The way that has happened, in my experience, is something you spend your life longing for. The eruption of love and care beyond comprehension in the midst of ashes and rubble.
Ashes from the scene of the fire were used in last night's service. The search for a temporary home has begun. Plans for a new building are being discussed. But this week, a community that historically ministered to those in need has itself become a recipient of Christian charity. For KETR, I'm Mark Hassel.